The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Your best financial partner.
This is Business 1440.
KYCR, Golden Valley, a service of Salem Media Group.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A second woman has come forward to accuse Virginia's Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault.
This second accuser is saying in a statement that the attack took place when she and Mr. Fairfax were students at Duke University. Meredith Watson's lawyers say that former classmates can also contemporaneously corroborate the incident. Mr. Fairfax has already issued a statement in response describing the latest allegations as, in his words, demonstrably false. Earlier this week, California College professor Vanessa Tyson accused Fairfax of an assault in 2004 during the Democratic National Convention. Fairfax has labeled that allegation as a political smear. George Bonzani reporting.
A winter storm is pounding Washington State, forcing a cancellation of 200 flights in Seattle yesterday. Officials trying hard to get people off the streets and into shelters during the nation's latest bout of winter weather. This is SRN News.
How many sales are you missing because you're not effectively using social media marketing? Worse yet, how many customers are your competitors stealing from you because they are? The vast majority of the population is on social media nearly every day shopping. Does your business have an effective selling presence on social media? We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Your competition is already social. Catch them and surpass them. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We know how to make every digital dollar count towards sales success. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SurroundMSP.com. SurroundMSP.com. Connecting you with new customers.
What would you do if time and money were unlimited? Imagine taking that trip with the family, not having to deal with traffic every day. Maybe even retiring early. What is keeping you from making these dreams a reality? Is it the lack of trust you have with your advisor or your mutual funds and 401ks that continue to underperform? Take control yourself and learn how the financial market can work to your advantage. You have worked way too hard for your money to let it go. Create extra income and grow your retirement while you're still working, and use as income into your retirement. Join us at Online Trading Academy for a free investing class by dialing #250 on your cell phone. Use keyword OTA. Again, that's #250. Use keyword OTA. Or go to learnwithota.com.
Online Trading Academy. Radio!
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
The Wall Street Business Network is on the air. It's the King Banyan Show. As an educator and former legislator, Professor Banyan steps out of the classroom and onto the airwaves to break down the local and national economic news that matters to you.
Just say what you got, man.
It's the King Banyan Show on Business 1440. Now, here's King Banyan.
Welcome, King Banyan Show. This is 1440. Checking the temperature, minus 13 up here. We had Winter Institute this week, and we put the winter into it. So if you've been cold or been stuck in snow or caught on traffic this week, it's our fault. Blame us here for having Winter Institute. It's only the 57th year we've done it. I mean, my goodness. Anyway, it was great, and I'll tell you more about it in a bit. But the weather, of course, detracted from some of our attendance somewhat. We had live streaming, probably had about one-third of our audience actually watching us over the web rather than, based on the numbers we had, we probably had about a third of our audience watching over the web rather than with us live on Thursday night, and then Friday during the day. I haven't heard any numbers back on that yet, but we had folks at both places that listened to the show. I know I was able to have a nice lunch yesterday with our good friend and occasional guest Kim Crockett from the Center of the American Experiment. Thank you for coming up, Kim, and spending the day with us. She got caught behind an accident on 94 heading back into the Twin Cities. I'm so sorry for that, too. Just one of those days. Anyway, I came into the parking lot this morning. It's dead empty, although there's all kinds of equipment around here since yesterday. There was lots of equipment around here yesterday. Not only was our event happening, but we also had a hockey game that was on CBS last night, broadcast from here up in St. Cloud at the Herb Brooks Center. So it was a busy few days up here in St. Cloud, but things are settling down, and we're just left with the cold and fairly, I would say, the most snow on the ground that we have had all year, and it feels like maybe in the last 2 or 3 years. It feels like it's been a while since it's been here. But we're here. We're warm. We all are embracing our gassy cows to keep warm. No thanks to the Green New Deal. Yes, you might not think so, but you know, if I'm given the choice between a gassy cow and being cold, I gotta at least think about that, don't I? I think I do. But anyway, it's going to be an interesting show today because we don't have much guests. We didn't have any time to do any serious prep because we just got the last of our guests back on Ubers and limos back to the airport last night. And this is one of those where maybe it would be better to do a best of. But there's just so much stuff going on. Everybody's having fun with the green part of the Green New Deal. I want to talk to you about the other two words. I want to talk about New Deal. Because it wasn't as wonderful as those folks make it sound. And so maybe in my role, rather than being a political commentator, of being an economist who speaks on some issues, maybe we could talk about the New Deal and how big that was. I'm not an expert when it comes to climate science. I don't pretend to be. I have an opinion that's slightly informed. But would I call it well informed? No, ma'am, no sir. I do not. I make no such claims. That was kind of one of the values that I got from yesterday, and I'll talk more about that too, about how to be modest about the amount of information and how much you really know based on the estimates. Because every estimate has characteristics in it. I'm actually doing a presentation on Monday at a group called Gears and Gadgets in Brooklyn Center, and I'm going to talk about this issue of how do we know what we think we know. And one of my favorite lines from the great economist George Stigler: "How much of what you know is wrong?" Right. I know X, and then it turns out the X that you think you know turns out not to be correct. What happens then? That's true. And what happens then or what happens next? These are three powerful words in understanding the economics of anything. What happens next? So suppose I eliminate all the gassy cows. What happens next? That's where the economist comes in. Okay. Rather than talking about what happens in the next election, what happens in our daily lives? That's got the value that we can provide to folks. Let's take a quick look through the news of the week. By the way, 651-289-4477, number to call. We're live today, and of course here on Saturday. If you're listening to us on Sunday, no, we're not live anymore. You're listening to yesterday's show. But if you're listening to us on Saturday, yeah, Sunday, same time, 9 to 11. Imagine that. And you can go grab a podcast to catch us and time shift any way you want at TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com. TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com is where you find all the shows here on Business 1440, as you should do. Or you can tweet at us. We are fond of the Twitter. The hashtag #KBRS shows up. Most of the regular listeners of the show use it to keep track of the conversation. Here you'll find Narn Fan and Don and Colin and Ron and a bunch of folks hanging out in the Twitter sphere, using that hashtag to keep track of the show and conversing about what they hear. There's just all kinds of good people listening and paying attention to that Twitter feed, #KBRS. So you can do that too. And we try to tweet news of the week, but again, because of the Institute over the last 2 days, we're probably a little light, and there really wasn't much in the way of U.S. news. Probably the biggest news we got was there was not going to be an advanced number for GDP. We're not going to get a number on GDP until the initial. I always tell people there's an advanced, there's an initial, and a preliminary. And you go, aren't those all synonyms? Well, those are actually three different estimates of GDP that you get 30 days, 60 days, and 75 days after the end of a quarter. Then there is a more rigorous treatment that takes longer than 3 months to get done. And that typically is held back to do an annual revision, a revised GDP number that doesn't come out until 6 to 12 months after those initial reports. So I am not talking, we're not going to be able to talk about that. It's creating some issues, I think. There are people who have models. I have models I use to do estimates of regional output and of regional employment that rely on data that I now thought I was going to get back maybe 2 to 3 weeks late, that I now realize it's going to be more like 6 to 8 weeks late. When I said much of the work that was going to done but that was missed during the shutdown isn't being replaced, apparently I was wrong. That it would be replaced? Apparently I'm wrong. Apparently they are not going to do like that advanced report for GDP. It's simply going to disappear. Now, as someone that does a fair amount of work with that kind of data, that's an issue. Because I sometimes learn from the difference between the advanced and preliminary, I learn something about what's going on in the current quarter from what they're reporting about the previous quarter. That signal is now lost and will not be replaced. That's a bit of a problem. It's not a big problem. But anytime there's a loss of a signal, I'm not happy about it. So the one number that was reported that was really positive on the week was the trade deficit number for November, which dropped almost $6 billion, actually more than $6 billion, $6.4 billion in November. It was dropped by, it was mostly due to a drop in imports of almost 3%. Exports fell 0.6%. So that'll make the GDP numbers for quarter four look better, but it won't make them look better for the right reasons. They'll look better only because people either are not consuming as much, which would be the bad thing, or, I mean, there's a potential good thing that could be happening. We could be actually getting people to consume more domestic goods and fewer foreign goods, and if you're a domestic producer, you like that. But if you're consuming more domestic products because you simply can't get the foreign products you would have preferred, on the consumer side, that's a bad thing. So, I don't know. I'm not really impressed by this number. I don't think it's good for us. Merchandise exports to Europe fell 4.5% month over month. China fell 5.1%. We are actually exporting less. We're exporting less in merchandise, And that number is creating a problem. Now, as a result of that, again, I'll point out, when the GDP number does come out,
the impact of that particular that November statistic would be to raise GDP. And indeed, the Atlanta Fed raised its GDP forecast from 2.5 to 2.7% for the fourth quarter based on that estimate. And I also point out that number would not have been in the advanced GDP number that we would have received about 10 days ago had we not had the government shutdown. So we would have gotten a number perhaps closer to 2.5 that, after these data were released, would have been revised upward. But that, so we'll get a better number. And I know there'll be people who say, well, why wouldn't we just want the more accurate number? Because there's a trade-off between timeliness and accuracy. All right? If I can get 80% of the answer in time to make a decision, I probably prefer that to having 95% of an answer that's not in time for me to make a decision that's critical to my business. So that was the good news. There's a fair amount of bad news that happened last week. And they focused largely on mortgage interest rates and mortgage rates and mortgage refinancings and so on, which were down in the week. But the bigger one for me is, in fact, the senior loan officer survey. This is something that's done by the Federal Reserve, and it reflected some really interesting information that suggests that commercial and particular commercial real estate lending and borrowing is slowing down. I'm going to give you that information right after this. You are listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer four quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to getethos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. Getethos.com. Getethos.com.
Did you know that 81% of Americans have at least one social media profile on sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram? 30% of consumers say they may not buy from a business without social media presence. I'm Nick Anderson, General Manager of Salem Media Group Twin Cities, and I want to introduce you to Salem Surround, the next generation answer to digital marketing for local businesses. Salem Surround can put your company in the middle of the conversation. Call Alyssa for more information at 651-289-4406.
So you've been exploring solutions for your hair loss. You've seen ads from the national chains. You've researched the alternative products that cost a fortune, but there seem to be no guarantees. So here's good news for you. This is Dennis Prager. Go to IneedMoreHair.com and see what their hair transplant specialists are doing for men and women like you. The consultations are free. Their doctors have given patients in Hollywood and worldwide a full head of hair. They can do the same for you. You'll see a more confident reflection of yourself. In fact, they guarantee your results in writing, and their prices are some of the best in the business, as low as $3 per graft. So stop searching and go to IneedMoreHair.com. Call their office in Eagan for your free consultation. Get the permanent solution to your hair loss at IneedMoreHair.com.
IneedMoreHair.com. Experience you can trust. Prices you can afford.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Welcome back, King Banyan Show, Business 1440. Thanks for being here today. It's a cold day. I've got my my Italian Stallion coffee in my cup, thanks to my lovely wife who sends me off with a mug on Saturday mornings to come here do the King Banyan Show for you here on Business 1440. 651-289-4477, the number to call with your questions and comments. Hopefully on your cold day today, you can, in fact, spend a little time with us and get a little help. Remember, at some point, you might want to get one of those radios that you can operate by just turning the crank like you were in a bomb shelter, because that might be all the energy that you have left. So the quarterly senior loan officer survey, I've tweeted it out to you. It came out on Monday of this past week, and included a couple items that I thought were interesting. I'll just read a little bit to you in case you're not following us on Twitter. You can go find it at federalreserve.gov if you want, but in the data section. But I'll just give you some highlights. Regarding loans to businesses, respondents to the January survey indicated that on balance, banks tightened standards for commercial real estate loans, while standards and most terms on commercial and industrial, or C&I loans, remained basically unchanged. Demand for loans to businesses reportedly weakened. That was the sentence I want to emphasize. Demand for loans to businesses reportedly weakened. That means businesses have started to pull themselves back from borrowing money. Now, there's part of you that's like, well, that's not bad, is it? Maybe they have enough money to invest and they don't need any more. Well, that could be true. It could be. It's not conclusive evidence, but it's an indicator to make you go, why aren't businesses borrowing? So let me read on just a little bit more. Banks reported lending standards for loans to households. Banks reported that their lending standards for most categories of consumer loans and residential real estate loans remained basically unchanged on balance. And indeed, as I said before, the level of refinancing is dropping, even though interest rates are coming down as well. Credit cards were the one exception, with standards reportedly tightening over the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, banks reported weaker demand for all categories of loans to households. For 2019, banks reported expecting to tighten standards for all categories of business loans, as well as credit card loans and jumbo mortgages. Demand for most loan types is expected to weaken on net, with the one exception being credit card loans, for which demand is expected to remain unchanged, unquote. Now, I found this very interesting in light of the comments made Thursday night here at Winter Institute at St. Cloud State by Jim Bullard. James Bullard is the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. He is currently a voting member of the Federal Open Market Committee, the policy-setting body of the Fed. And what he said was, and I should point out, they change seats. Now, just as a refresher course from one of my money and banking lectures, the Federal Open Market Committee has 12 voting members when they're at full strength. They're currently not at full strength. President Trump has named people that he wishes to be seated on the Fed, and unfortunately, with all due respect to my friends on the political side who think it's judges all the way, for me it's like I need the Fed to have a full complement of people, because it really should be all hands on deck, and it should be a priority that monetary policy is being set by a full board. It has not been made a priority by this Senate, and my message to Majority Leader McConnell is get on it, get those folks confirmed, and stop. Stop dilly-dallying. I'm with you on the judges, but you need to make the Fed a higher priority too. Anyway, let me say, Bullard took the seat in January. You'll recall that in December the Fed raised interest rates to their current level of 2.25 to 2.5. And while the Fed has said they are not, while the Fed came out since that meeting with this particular meeting and said we're not raising rates this time, and Jay Powell's come out and said a number of things to indicate that he believes things are, he believes that things call for a pause in the rate raising policy that they've pursued since 2015. Nobody had said that the last rate increase might have been a bridge too far until Thursday night, where President Bullard said, in effect, said, I think we might have gone too far with that increase. You'll note that that some of the yield curve has in fact inverted, and the others are really, really close to inverting, so he put a lot of stock in that. He also made a point, which I think is interesting, we have not talked about here on the show, which is a statement about the relationship between unemployment and inflation. And the point that's being raised is this. Now, and here I'm going to, and I consider President Bullard a friend as well as a, he serves on my advisory council for my school here at St. Cloud State for the School of Public Affairs. And so he's more than an acquaintance. We're not good friends. I don't pick up the phone and call him haphazardly, but if I send him an email, he answers it personally. If I make a call to his office, I get a call back within a day or two. I can tell you that much. So I can tell you I love the guy. He's wonderful. He's a great representative of our university. But I think we might have a disagreement on this particular point. He made it a point while he was here to talk about, in essence, the slope of the Phillips curve. Now, he didn't call it that. His phrase for it was, I don't think he used the words in his talk. He had prepared remarks, which I can retweet to you at the break, at @KBRS, in case you missed it. I tweeted them on Thursday night from the conference. But his remark, what he called it was the correlation between inflation and unemployment. He didn't specifically, and he talked about the regression coefficient even. Well, that regression coefficient, which is a statistical term for measuring, you know, how much of a change in unemployment gives you how much of a change in inflation. And so the answer had been a while ago that in essence, a 1% drop in the unemployment rate would eventually lead to a 2% increase in the inflation rate. But that relationship has shifted over time. That constant has, in fact, not been constant. And so he made a point of talking about that. And currently, based on a statistical exercise that I don't want to confuse you by talking you through that here on a radio program, that relationship seems to, through a statistical exercise, he's able to show that the relationship is virtually zero by this time. So here's the issue, okay? For him, this says, if the goals of the Federal Reserve, given in the Federal Reserve Act, are to maintain high employment while having price stability, if the relationship is zero, we should therefore be willing to push the unemployment rate as down as far as we possibly can, which would help groups, as he cited, such as African Americans who are unemployed, Hispanic Americans, Latino Americans who are unemployed, women, high schooler, those who have less than a high school education. We can do all of that. We can support all of that without necessarily thinking that's going to cause inflation because this correlation's gone to zero. And to which I said, yeah, I can't disagree with the statement about the correlation. I understand the statistical technique And at this moment, having not studied it in super deep detail, but having read some of the papers, I would say it looks like it's supported by the data. But there are limits to how far one can push the unemployment rate. People can be unemployed for a variety of reasons. One of them is business cycles, right? We go into a recession, a lot of people get laid off because there's slack demand. There's not much evidence of slack demand right now. If anything, there's evidence of job vacancies that are unfilled because businesses can't find workers. My answer to that is simply, why don't you try raising your wage rate and see if you can't get workers that way? But for a variety of reasons, that hasn't happened. So there are, but I would say that's one thing that could happen. But there are other reasons for people to be employed. One of those other reasons for being unemployed can be just you're engaged in job search, and job search it takes time. Now, in a world of the internet where you get matching of things faster and faster and faster, right? I can use Uber for a ride. I can use Upwork to hire somebody to work in the gig economy. I can find a room through Airbnb and all that. My guess is search costs and what we called frictional unemployment should probably be lower now than it was before. So the search costs are different. But on the other hand, there's nothing monetary policy can do to fix the structural unemployment problem of having a mismatch of skills between the unemployed and the jobs that are available. So there is a limit at which they probably pretty much can't go. So you might argue that correlation is zero. I would rebut President Bullard. But at some point you come off that level where you just have it. And so someone was very smart in asking. In fact, it was the chief of police here in St. Cloud who says, "Can you explain where inflation comes from?" And I thought that And there was a big smile on President Bullard's face and a big smile on my face. It's like, oh my gosh, that's the most perfect question to ask. And he reminded people that inflation, defined by Milton Friedman, was simply there's too much money chasing too few goods. And in a world where our dollars are in such high demand to chase goods overseas, we might in fact not be supplying enough money into the economy, given the fact that two-thirds of our money is being held by people who live outside of U.S. borders. And so, there's an argument there. I don't think President Bullard is wrong, but I could tell you this much. All over the news, within moments of his speaking, are stories popping up, all of which cited our visit here at St. Cloud State. So regardless of whether you feel President Bullard is right or wrong, as the person who works here at the university, it was awesome that he announced it here. We made a fair amount of news on Thursday night because of that. And I do think that the tightening of the economy, you're beginning to see some issues, and this senior loan officer survey that we are talking about is part of that. We'll be back after this. You're listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they've postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, that's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
Here's the truth, America. Hugh Hewitt for PatriotMobile.com. Your cell phone company is probably funding anti-Second Amendment groups. Patriot Mobile, which is America's only conservative cell phone company, does the opposite. If you are fed up with disgusting policies like New York's new late-term abortion law or Mayor Bloomberg's gun control seizure plans, make the simple switch to Patriot Mobile. Join thousands of Americans using Patriot Mobile. Get reliable nationwide coverage. Watch your hard-earned dollars fight for the First and Second Amendment rights, border security, and the sanctity of life. Veteran-led Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every bill to conservative causes like the Heritage Foundation, the NRA, and the Susan B. Anthony List. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy, and their unlimited talk and text plans start as low as $20 a month. Need more motivation? Mention Hugh, that's me, H-U-G-H, when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Or visit them online at patriotmobile.com/Hugh to get up to 2 activation fees waived. Enough is enough. Join the fight today. 1-800-A-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Hugh.
Hi, this is Lee with the Kingdom Builders Roofing. The Lord's blessings are around us all the time. Look for them, enjoy them, share them, share Him. May we also exhort and encourage one another to be listed as good and faithful servants. I really appreciate the guys that I work with, and I'm very confident, especially in the sales guys, Tim and Matt. When they're in somebody's house, they're going to treat them like I would treat a customer, which is with sincerity and gentleness and caring. We would like you to come away from a meeting with us knowing that regardless of where our relationship goes, you are confident that we have your best interests at heart.
This is Matthew with the Kingdom Builders. We strive to have our standard be God's standard, and we're here to reaffirm something we've always stood for. We're not salespeople, we're just great roofers.
Give us a call at 612-900-9166 or look us up at thekingdombuilders.net.
Welcome back, King Banyan Show. Business 1440, 651-289-4477, the number to call with questions and comments. Here's how the cold has been. In case you're listening to us probably through the internet or on a podcast someplace outside of Minnesota, I'm leaving. We had a reception at the end of a Winter Institute yesterday. It's about 5:30. And it's about 10 below zero outside. And I'm walking out, and as I'm walking out of the reception, I had to go because I had tickets to a really great concert from a local group up in Little Falls. They were here in town, so we get to sit. It's a beautiful little facility of about 45 to 50 seats. Maybe a little bit more than that. No, I don't think so. I think it's about, I want to say it's about, about 50 seats. It's a sub shop, and they have a little stage, and they get people up on the stage, and they've been doing this for years and years, and they support folk music there. So we had a group there last night, and it's a group that we had wanted to see and had missed the last time they were in town. So we caught them this time, and boy, it was worth the wait. Anyway, I'm walking outside, and this is how cold it is. I walk outside. I see the president. I stick my hand out to shake hers and welcome her to the reception, and she says, "Oh, am I too late?" And I said, no, there are still some students and a couple faculty upstairs. Please go on up and visit with them and have a good evening, because I knew she was going to go from there straight away to the hockey game last night. And I walk to the car, and I turn over the engine. I'm sitting in the car, and I'm looking at my hands on the steering steering wheel, and I realized I don't have my gloves on. It was 10 below zero, and I'd walked about half a block from the reception to my vehicle without the gloves. It's become that way. We become inured even to 10 below zero. It's just a reminder to you that we all get used to different things at different times. We're gonna come back to that point when I bring up the fact that the way we think about the New Deal is kind of weird. Okay, it's kind of the way historians think about it and the way economists think about it, I think, are very different, and I think you ought to be aware of the differences so that before before anybody starts attaching something, some adjective in front of New Deal, like green, that you think about, maybe that wasn't such a great deal for us. Maybe that New Deal wasn't a good deal. Anyway, I wanted to give you just a little more insight into the Bullard speech. And I'll just say, I will tweet, if you follow us at #KBRS, I will, when it's up and running, we are going to post at the Winter Institute's website, which is stcloudstate.edu/Winter Institute. We're going to post all of the video from all five keynotes from both days of Winter Institute. This fabulous entrepreneur who came to St. Cloud State from Bangladesh and now lives in the Twin Cities and operates a fieldwork gig economy company called Field Nation. His name's Manul Khan. We had to Skype him in. He was the only person that actually didn't get to St. Cloud, and he was terrific. And we had the technology to make it work, so that was even better. So we had Manul here, we had James Bullard here, we had George Borjas, who wrote "We Wanted Workers," one of the influential books, and probably the most influential economist speaking about immigration policy in the United States today. We had Cao Kalia Yang, I believe she has sold the most books of any Hmong author here in the United States. She lives in the St. Paul area. She came up, and then of course Brian Kaplan, who you heard here 2 weeks ago. They were all terrific. So we get a little media attention, not too much typically, but when you bring a Fed president to town, normally Fed presidents travel with the financial press as an entourage. So we were prepared to have folks from the Wall Street Journal here, from Bloomberg here, from so on. We were prepared for this media scrum to be around him. The snow kept, I believe, every media person away except for the local reporter from the St. Cloud paper. Well, that person showed up, but everybody else was not here. But it turned out what they had done was they had set up a remote site media scrum so that they could hide in wherever it was they were and get out of the cold. And he got pegged into this place. And so we knew when he had finished the scrum, because I keep a ticker to keep track of his track of anybody that talks about St. Cloud State University and gives me immediate notices. And all of a sudden, my phone will not stop buzzing as Market Watch, CNBC, Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg, everybody's talking about what happened in the scrum. And it was a virtual scrum. So these guys get a huge amount of attention. And it was really interesting because he was kind of expecting that. And instead, he got to talk to alumni here from St. Cloud State, including a classmate of his who now, you know, I see one of his classmates regularly. They had not seen each other since the classmate graduated before President Bullard did. President Bullard left us the year before he did, and so they had worked together for a brief time, and that was the first time they had seen each other in 30 some years. It was just a great opportunity for them to visit. But anyway, the media demands on these guys. The media demands are amazing, and very strict. So I wanted to share that with you. I got a little chance to observe that up close. When we see him up here for our advisory council meetings, those are our quiet time, or what President Trump's schedule refers to executive time. He's not engaging with folks in a public way when he's doing that. A little bit more economic news of the week that probably is worth reflecting on, and I won't talk any more about the U.S. stuff. There's lots of survey data out there. Most of the survey data points in the United States, and the survey data points to softer growth in 2019 versus 2018. But the two bits of information that caught my eye over the past week were the forecast for 2019 growth in Europe. The EU's forecast was dropped from 1.9% previously to a current prediction of 1.3%. They said, quote, much of the euro area's loss of growth momentum can be attributed to fading support from the external environment, including slower global trade growth and high uncertainty regarding trade policies. Translation, Brexit shock. They're anticipating that Brexit's going to be harder on them than they had previously believed. In lockstep, the Bank of England came out with their growth forecast for 2019, and they dropped theirs from 1.7 to 1.2. They reported the world economy, quote, has continued to slow over recent months with a broad-based softening across all regions. UK economic growth slowed in late 2018, appears to have weakened further in 2019. This slowdown mainly reflects softer activity abroad and the greater effects from Brexit uncertainties at home. Now, I'm not going to talk about Brexit this week, because I'm sorry, but this discussion of New Deal has caught my attention, and I'm going to spend more time on that. There's just some serious nastiness happening in the UK right now. Jeremy Corbyn is practically sabotaging Theresa May as she tries to negotiate revised deals on her revisions to her Brexit deal with the EU. There will be a major vote that comes late this coming week. On Thursday of this coming week, there will be a major vote once more on Brexit. It feels like there's one every couple weeks or so. Well, this one rolls around. But here's the point. Time has pretty much run out. And this was part of May's strategy. You cannot, from the vote on the 14th, they do not have enough time for a snap election. And they do not have enough time for a second referendum. They're about to just simply run out of time to change the march. So the only things they can do now are one of three things. They can agree to May's deal with whatever concessions she can wrangle out of the EU, which seem to be next to none. The statement from EU President Tusk of a special place in hell for Brexiteers who had no plan. They had a plan, sir. You just decided you didn't like it, and so you're calling it no plan. Okay? If you want there to be a deal, the ball's in your court. Two, and what I think is probably the most likely, a short extension of the Article 50 deadline of March 29th. I think that can happen within the next 2 weeks. I don't think that has to happen by the 14th. Or three, Theresa May says, you know what, to heck with all of you, we're just going to go ahead and let the no-deal Brexit happen and accept the consequences. Some of us think that would be okay. Some of us think that wouldn't be okay. It almost certainly would end her premiership. Most likely, I think, by a vote of no confidence within the caucus and replacing her as prime minister with another conservative. But doing that will not change the likelihood, unless she's replaced by someone that wants to extend the Article 50 deadline, which I don't think would happen. I think it's more likely that she gets replaced by someone with a harder line on Brexit and they go ahead and crash out. That is likely to be, I think, what happens next. So anyway, we're going to watch that, and I'm going to plan to get somebody on to talk about that next week. I'm looking for someone to come visit with us. We're starting to get a group together. We're taking students to London and to Scotland and to Northern Ireland early in March. And we'll see if we can get one of their people to come talk to us. We'll be back after this. You're listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Business 1440 is KYCR Golden Valley.
Giving your computer problems the boot. Arby's Computer. Hi, everybody. Randy from RB's Computer Service. Let's talk managed services. Managed services is when you let a company like ours take over the responsibilities of keeping all of your computers and servers protected and running efficiently. We keep your systems patched, keep antivirus protection on all of your systems, provide a way to filter out much of the malware, manage your backups, and most of all, keep you up and running. This is no easy task and takes you time. Time is money. If your server or even an important computer goes down, can you afford this? Let us take care of all this for you, and you can stay focused on being profitable. And don't forget, we also fix your PCs, Macs, cell phones, and tablets, too. Call us today at 763-441-3884. Once again, 763-441-3884, or find us on the web at rbsmn.com.
Giving your computer problems the boot, RB's Computer Service.
Hi, this is Tom Barrett, president of Lean Partners. We are celebrating 15 years of helping Minnesota companies dramatically improve their margins, delivery, quality, and generate capacity. We'd like to recognize a few of our clients by having them share their story.
I'm Mike Kennison, vice president of manufacturing at Protolabs. Our core values of achievement, trust, and teamwork are centered around our key stakeholder, our employees. We realize that in order to create the most value for our customers and shareholders, we need to first and foremost invest in our employees. In 3 years, Lean Partners has helped us create and implement a leadership training program that is relevant and scalable across a broad set of our employees. The Lean Partners Leadership Training Program has made a significant impact on Protolabs' continuous improvement efforts for both processes and systems, as well as talent development.
Thanks, Mike. Are you interested in a customized plan to improve your business performance? Visit myleanpartners.com. That's myleanpartners.com.
Step into Chet's Shoes, where good old-fashioned customer service is always in style.
Check us out today for a custom fitting and friendly one-on-one assistance.
Chet's takes the time to get to know you and your job so that we can find you just the right boot.
Our friendly staff knows the products we are selling and will never pressure you to buy anything.
We've been finding people the appropriate footwear for over 70 years.
In a world where people hide behind avatars and get lost in the aisles of a big box store, find friendly faces at Chet's who know and stand behind the products they sell.
That's why if the shoe fits, you've been to Chet's.
Our special Prepare and Respond broadcast is on air this Sunday at 6 p.m. on our sister station AM 980, The Mission. Security experts will discuss tools for defending your building and employees, planning for an emergency situation, blocking cyber threats, and other vital information. This is a must-listen broadcast if you are a leader in your church, decision maker for a school, or are a small business owner. Prepare and Respond is supported by Henningsen & Snoxel.
Welcome back, King Daniel Show, Business 1440. Hey, just a couple quick notes. We'll do the new deal in the next hour. Here, you know, what the heck was the deal with the new deal? Might be the way we title hour two. So we always have to figure out what the titles of our hours are, and so we'll do that. Just a note in passing. It was once said by Paul Samuelson that anybody can control the presidency and so on, but he wanted to be the one that wrote the country's economics textbooks, the principles textbooks. And Paul Samuelson's book is considered the longtime standard of some sort, but it wasn't the only one, and there were some important ones that were out there. When I was I would have been 19 at the time, so I was a second-year college student at St. Anselm College up in New Hampshire, which is where I did my undergraduate, I took my first economics class. I had taken accounting, and I had taken an intro to management class, which I really didn't like. I'll be very honest. I did not like my management class. I loved my accounting class. And indeed, I took a second accounting class and briefly considered maybe accounting was where I wanted to go. I'm glad I went into economics. As the old joke goes, I probably have too much of a personality to be an accountant. But I took that economics class and I had to buy a book. And the book was not Samuelson. The Principles of Economics book that I received was written by a guy named Campbell McConnell, who was for many, many years, I'm trying to figure, I don't know how many years he was there, but it seems like forever, was a professor of economics at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. The chair of that department, Scott Fuse, who is a friend of mine. I've traveled with Scott. Scott's a good dude. We've gone to conferences together. He has written, I think, 22 different editions of his principles textbook over the years. I took it in. I used the book in the 1970s. I believe it was first written in the 1960s. And his book probably challenges Samuelson in terms of the level of use that the book got. Now, it was, of course, much like Samuelson's book, very much written in the style on the macro side of teaching macroeconomics with a Keynesian flavor to it. Okay, so we had the Keynesian cross and so forth in that book, and that drives many modern day economists nuts. But it was a way we think about it. But I point out to people, my understanding of microeconomics has to be laid at the feet of Campbell McConnell, because that's where I learned the first principles, where I learned how to understand a cost curve, and where I learned how to figure out what to do, how to determine an equilibrium, and so on. And there are millions upon millions of us who learned the first lessons of economics from that book. You probably never heard of him. He passed away just this past week, or 2 weeks ago, at the age of 90. But he wrote the textbooks that influenced millions of people, including tens of thousands of economists like me, who still has a copy of McConnell on a bookshelf back at my house. Not the one that I went to college with, but I bought one later on to say, okay, so what was I thinking at the time? I would be interested in knowing that. So hats off to you, Professor McConnell. You influenced the world in ways that people won't know, and he was a great guy. He was a very modest fellow, he's a lot. It's a loss to the profession. He was still writing right up to the very end. We'll be back. What's so wrong with the New Deal? Well, we'll tell you why after this. You're listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at www.textrules.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply.
There's a mute button on your cell and one on your TV remote. Don't you wish there was one on your partner's snoring too? Thankfully, now there is. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device that increases airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. You'll get more air through your nose, so you'll breathe less through your mouth, which is often the cause of snoring. And thanks to Mute, less snoring means more sleep for me.
Hit the Mute button on your partner's snoring. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To get a valuable coupon, text the word MUTE to 246810. Text MUTE to 246810. For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep better.
So maybe you've got a big love for your sweetheart, but a small budget. Hey, we've got your Valentine's Day covered. Now with Shari's Berries, you can love big and save big. Because now for just $19.99 plus shipping, you can treat your sweetheart to delicious dipped Valentine's strawberries. Watch her light up when she gets these ripe, juicy, delicious berries. Freshly dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey goodness. And covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and hard and glitter sprinkles. Only from Shari's Berries. Just $19.99 plus shipping. And don't stop there. Because for another $19.99, you can add a dozen red roses to those amazing dipped berries, shipped together at no extra charge, to make her Valentine's Day unforgettable. That's Shari's Berries for only $19.99 plus shipping, and a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and use code 1313. That's berries.com, click on the mic, enter code 1313. Berries.com, code 1313.
Napa Know How.
Why get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $28.99? Because that's a good price for high-performance oil. And nobody wants mediocre performance. I mean, when's the last time your boss said, here's a raise for being average? That's right, never. Castrol Edge Full Synthetic, just $28.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 2/28/19.
We work hard our entire lives to provide for our families with the hope one day to enjoy our retirement. Our whole lives, we've been told what to do with our investments. And now we're nervous that we may not have enough to live the life we want. Learn to be the best steward of your money. At Online Trading Academy, we offer a free investing class. Dial #250 on your cell phone, use keyword OTA, or go to learn with OTA.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.